Time to go back down the mole hole with Randy Moleman on 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back to the Mole Hole, everybody. My name's Randy Moleman. You're listening on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. Matt Davis is here as well this morning, making sure the show gets on the air, despite what some of you may wish. Hey, it's the Boulevard Brewing Company sports segment. And in this segment, we're not going to talk sports. We are going to talk your top four favorite stand-up comedians. I want you to text the show and let me know your favorites, 855-282-8255. But let me talk to you a minute about Boulevard Brewing Company. They're located in Kansas City. The next time you go to Kansas City, do yourself a favor, schedule a tour. They do various tours at Boulevard Brewing Company, and you can show up day of. You might have to get there a little early because they fill up fast, but you can do a tour of the facility. You can do a tasting tour, like a two-hour intense tasting tour where you can match up beers at Boulevard with various foods. If you go to their website, boulevard.com, this will help you even in your regular beer drinking, your regular everyday beer drinking. For a lot of the people who listen to the station, I feel like you guys do a lot of everyday beer drinking. I wish I had time for that. But what you can do is find your flavor. So on their website on boulevard.com/beer/find-your-flavor, you can actually type in what some of the characteristics of the beer you like, and it will find your perfect match for your palate. You can also do a beer of the moment where you take a quiz. They might ask you about some food you're eating, and they'll pair it with one of their Boulevard flavors. So they also tell you what they have brewing, what their seasonal beers are. They give you a great beer menu. So Boulevard Brewing Company, and by the way, you can find Boulevard everywhere. All the grocery stores, retail outlets have Boulevard Brewing Company there. So go find a Boulevard, a six-pack of Boulevard somewhere and give it a shot. They're made right here in the Midwest. Kansas City is their home. And let me tell you a little bit about one of their new flavors. Boulevard Brewing Company, their calling is beer. And they've taken everything they've learned over the last 27 years, poured it into what's called The Calling. It's a double IPA, bursting with tropical hop aroma and balanced flavor from start to finish. This is a beer that demands to be noticed. It's call it a destiny, call it fate. They call it The Calling. And you'll want to answer that calling. The Calling IPA from Boulevard Brewing Company, Kansas City, Missouri. All right. It's time to talk about favorite stand-up comedians. Your top four favorite stand-up comedians. Now, I posted this on my Facebook page, and I'm going to acknowledge some of the responses I got first here real quick. First of all, let me just say, and Matt, we were talking about it at the break. Man, so many great stand-up comedians. It's hard, so hard to pick four.
It is. It's impossible, pretty much, Randy. You've asked for an impossible mission.
And I hate to pick four because I love so many. But as I said at the top of the show, it's really hard also to watch all of the specials. Like, there's so many out there now with Netflix and the Comedy Channel and the Roasts and HBO, Showtime. It's
become a regular thing rather than being a special now.
Right, right. And which is great. But at the same time, I just don't have time to watch every comedian. My satellite radio in my car has those comedy channels where you can listen to all the comedians. They play you clips, which I love. Sometimes I'll listen to that and I'll hear something hilarious. I'll look down. I don't even recognize the comedian's name. You know, it's hard. It's hard. But I want to get your input. Text the show and let me know who your favorite four stand-up comedians of all time are. On my Facebook post, I had some great answers. Jeffrey Chazen from Baldwin Moe says Eddie Murphy. Buddy Hackett. I don't remember seeing any Buddy Hackett stand-up specials.
That's a way back one, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dave Chappelle and Robin Williams. That's okay. A good group.
I forget about Robin Williams as a stand-up, to
His
be honest with you.
Stand-ups back in the 80s and early 90s, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Really, really good. Tom Bainan, who runs Llewellyn's over in Webster, my man Tom Bainan, says Eddie Murphy, Jim Gaffigan, Aziz Ansari. Mm. Have you ever seen him?
Yeah.
I like him.
He's all right.
He's not one of my favorites.
He can wear me thin pretty quick.
And Dave Chappelle. We all know our man Dan Buffa.
Yeah.
Dan Buffa says George Carlin, Andrew Dice Clay, Richard Jenny, who is an underrated as one of the best comedians.
Richard Jenny?
Yeah, Richard Jenny.
I'm not familiar with that name.
I. Really funny. And okay. Bill Burr. Mike Spangler says Norm Macdonald, Louis C.K., Brian Regan, John Mulaney. Norm Macdonald, he's got a lot of these younger comedians that I just haven't had time to really
John
see.
Mulaney's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I like him.
He tried a Seinfeld-esque sitcom. I don't know if you ever watched it.
Uh-uh.
It lasted one season. It was not good.
Seinfeld-esque?
It was a show that was very similar in structure and topics to Seinfeld, but it was a spin that, you know, it was John Mulaney. It was his spin, and it was not good. Matt Berger from that 590 show, he weighed in with Dave Attell, Chris Rock, Richard Jenny, another Richard Jenny, and Jerry Seinfeld. Solid picks right there. So good, all four of those guys. Richard Jenny's one of those guys. If you have never heard Richard Jenny, do yourself a favor. He's one of those under-the-radar guys. He never made it huge, never made it big, but he was a great stand-up comedian. Brian Freeman says, Carlin, Foxworthy, Gaffigan, and Lewis Black. Do you like what were those country comedians called? They had a name for themselves.
I don't know.
It was Foxworthy and Lewis Black. Hey, somebody text the show 855-282-8255.
I forget what they called themselves.
Yeah, they called themselves something. Yeah. And those guys were really good. Really funny. I like Foxworthy.
I'm only remembering two of their names right now. It was Jeff Foxworthy. Larry the Cable Guy was part of it.
The Cable Guy. Lewis Black.
I don't think Lewis Black was.
Oh, he wasn't?
No. Tater Salad. What was his name? I don't remember his actual name.
I hear them because they have they have their own channel. Yeah. On my satellite, and I hear a lot of their stand up. I like those guys. Marty Stepanich comes in with Carlin, Mitch Hedberg.
Yes,
Mitch Hedberg,
love him,
phenomenal.
He's on my list.
I feel like he's similar to like Richard Jenny back in the 90s and early 2000s. In that Hedberg never made it huge, but his stand ups, one of the best. It's great. Brad Williams. I've never even heard of Brad Williams. And Chris Rock.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with Brad Williams.
My boy out in Los Angeles, Dave Buss, says Carlin, Dana Carvey, Dennis Miller, and Gallagher.
Gallagher?
I had a couple of Gallaghers.
Does he count as comedy? Yeah. I'm not really familiar with his
He
act,
would do stand up, but he would use props and smash watermelons.
It was more of some sort of strange variety type show.
I never loved Gallagher. I just didn't. Joe Schmitter in Columbia says Bob Nelson, Jeff Foxworthy, Michael Winslow, the guy from the guy from
Police Academy. Yeah, that does all the all the voice effects.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Gallagher, he also said Gallagher. Jeff Wunderlich says Eddie Murphy, Don Rickles, Richard Pryor, George Carlin. You can't go wrong there. Those are four of the best of all time.
Yeah.
Zach Prenn out in Pennsylvania says Carlin, Seinfeld, Anthony Jeselnik.
Ooh.
Do you know that?
Controversial guy there.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a guy that he says his jokes are trying to get at people, basically. He's very controversial with what he says. He goes for shock and awe, I think. I watched one of his stand-ups, and I didn't hate him, but it wasn't really for me.
Let's go to there's a good one. Let's go to a couple of the texters. 314-580, the Webster Ween Peeker says, Dave Attell, Andy Kaufman, Eddie Murphy, Louis C.K. Andy Kaufman. I forgot about him. Such a weird dude. From the 314.
I hope he's still alive somewhere out there.
I do too. From the 314-706, top four stand-up comedians, Eddie Murphy, George Carlin, Chris Rock, Richard Pryor. I mean, really? That's it. Those are the four of the best ever to do stand-up. From the 636, Carlin and Sam Kinison. Do you know
that? I was wondering how long it would take someone to mention Kinison.
Do you know on my Facebook post here, very few mentioned Sam Kinison.
That's a little surprising.
And only a couple mentioned Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, wow.
Which is a big, he's a big
I would have never even thought of him, honestly.
And he was phenomenal. The hipster of Tower Grove South. Good morning, hipster. He says Norm MacDonald, Pete Holmes, Mike, is it Birbiglia?
Birbiglia.
And Louis C.K. I've never heard Mike. I've heard Pete Holmes. I love Louis C.K. And Norm MacDonald, he's that dry sense of humor always got me. He's really good, too. From the 618, Ron White. Ron White
that was
part of that group. Jeff Foxworthy, Larry the Cable Guy, and Bill Engvall, the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. That's what we were wanting. Thank you, 618. Sugar Shane checks in with Chris Rock, Daniel Tosh, Lewis Black, and Mitch Hedberg. Wilmore Park bathroom attendant says Carlin, Pryor, Rock, and Gaffigan. That's a good group right there. Ricky Gervais from the Noco Turkey Neck. All right, let's reveal our number fours. You want to reveal your number four? And then I'll reveal my number four.
I've got five on my list.
You got that's fine. I'm not going to be too tight with the rules today.
All right, Mark. I'm going to go with number four. We'll say Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor. My number four is a comedian that I don't think anyone mentioned on my Facebook page. No one has mentioned him here. And I love the simplicity and the just total inane observations. How you think of this stuff, I have no idea. But my number four of all time is Stephen Wright. Take a listen.
So I get out of the bed. I figured I'd go for a walk. She said, how long are you going to be gone? I said, the whole time. The ice cream truck in my neighborhood plays Helter Skelter. I've been arrested several times. I can't wait to be arrested and go all the way to the witness stand. She swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Yes, you are ugly. Woman in the jury, I'd really like to sleep with her. Should I keep going or are you going to ask me questions? If you shoot a mime, should you use a silencer? My uncle was a clown for Ringling Brothers Circus. And when he died, all his friends went to the funeral in one car. I'm going to court next week. I have been selected for jury duty. It's kind of an insane case. 6,000 ants dressed up as rice and robbed a Chinese restaurant. I don't think they did it. I bought some powdered water, but I don't know what to add. I remember when I was a fetus, I used to sneak out at night when my mother was sleeping. I thought to myself, you know, now's the time I should start stealing some stuff since I don't have any fingerprints. Bought a cordless extension cord. Doesn't matter what temperature a room is, it's always room temperature. I've been getting into astronomy, so I installed a skylight. People live above me are furious.
Stephen Wright, one of my favorites of all time. So inane, so simple, and he's got that just delivery that cracks me up. If you've never heard Stephen Wright before, those of you listening, go check out Stephen Wright. There's plenty of clips of him on YouTube. He's got full comedy specials out there as well. He's one of my favorites. Have you ever heard him before?
I've never heard of him. After looking him up and seeing his picture, I recognize him as the guy on the couch from the movie Half Baked.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
He was the guy on the couch.
Yep. And that's a perfect movie for him. let me get to some of these other a couple of these other Texters from the 636, they say Don Rickles, Carol Burnett, Steve Martin, and Rich Gould. Rich Gould Rich gets a Gould. Mention. That's funny.
All right.
That's funny. Spencer Kyman on my Facebook page says Steve Martin, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Gary Shandling.
All right.
Gary Shandling's a really good stand-up.
That's the first Shandling mention.
From the 314 texting in, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Richard Lewis, really good. And Monique, that's from Baby O. That's actually Baby O texting in this morning. Monique's good too, Baby O. I agree with you. Richard Lewis is phenomenal. So self-deprecating. I love that kind of humor. Sandy Garrett from out in O'Fallon says Robin Williams, George Carlin, Gabriel Iglesias. I don't know who that is. And Lewis Black. Jeff White, Gabriel Iglesias. He agreed. Jeff Dunham. Jeff Dunham's good. I do like Jeff Dunham. Jeff Foxworthy and Robin Williams. Matt McCauley says Rodney Dangerfield, George Carlin, Robin Williams, Chris Rock. All right, let's reveal another couple for us. You're listening to The Mole Hole, by the way, this morning, and we're going to go long here. We're going to do this a long segment. Top four stand-up comedians of all time. What are yours? Text the show, 855-282-8255. My number four was Stephen Wright. Yours was Richard Pryor. Who's your next one?
I'm going to go to Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. was very close to making my top four. I love his humor. Really do. His stand-up is so good, and he's such a natural. The delivery's natural. His thought process in delivering jokes is so natural and smooth. It's really, really good. I love Louis C.K. My number three would be Chris Rock. Take a listen.
Married and bored or single and lonely. Because once you get married, you got to hang around other married people. And that's just disgusting. You ever go to dinner with six neutered adults? A bunch of women talking about diaper genies and hair coloring. You know, if you leave it in too long, it stinks. A bunch of men talking about barbecue grills and routes to work. You know, sometimes I take the highway, but if you backed up, I got some side streets I like to take. They get me there in half the time. Yeah, you should take it out. I-95 is clear sometimes. I hate married people. If you go to eat dinner with single people eat for an hour and 30 minutes and leave. Married people close down a restaurant. They start ordering coffee and dessert. Start talking to the architect. I like to think you put right there in the thing. Start talking to the cook. What's in the tea? And fellas, once you get married, you become your wife's pet. Because women like to get their husbands together that don't even know each other and have like a grown man play date. He likes baseball just like you.
I like baseball. I like baseball too. Yeah, baseball good. Yeah.
I don't need no new friends. If you want to help me out, introduce me to a girl. I hate married people, man. Whenever I go out with other married couples, I like to bring along a single crackhead. Just to spice up the activity. Come on, tell us some of your cracky tales, please. Married and bored, single and lonely.
Chris Rock.
Wow.
He is. I'm sitting here laughing so hard at the whole married, you know, versus single line. The thing about him, too, is, by the way, it was hard for me to edit that down with all the cuss words. Can I tell you?
Okay. Good job. Didn't notice. Yeah,
I had to. And I had to listen to it several times just to make sure I didn't miss any. But there was a lot more involved in that routine that I had to, of course, edit out for radio. But you get the gist. Chris Rock, man, just so good. So dynamic on stage. He captures your attention. I love Chris Rock. He's one of the best. All right. But real quick before Matt and I get to our others, I've got a couple other texts and messages on my Facebook page. Andrew Grass. Hey, good old Andrew Grass says, George Carlin, Chris Rock, Louis C.K., Jim Gaffigan. We got a lot of Louis C.K., a lot of Jim Gaffigan. Those guys are awesome. I have a buddy of mine, by the way, who's a stand-up comedian in the Kansas City area, so I'm going to shout him out real quick. Bryce All right. Stanley. Bryce Stanley travels around the Midwest a little bit. He actually got started as a stand-up comedian just a couple years ago, and he's doing pretty well. I may have him on the show sometime. Maybe I'll have him on the show sometime. But Bryce weighed in, and he said The guys he loves are Jeselnik, Stephen Wright. Oh, there was a Stephen Wright right there.
There we go.
Robin Williams and Dave Chappelle. Jenny Tarwater from KC says Carlin, Robin Williams, Brian Regan, and Gilda Radner.
Wow.
From the old school, Gilda Radner. So talented. God, we lost her so early, back in the early 80s. Lee Harmon says Carlin, Murphy, Williams, and Gallagher. Another Gallagher.
Gallagher? What's that, three or four now?
Three or four Gallaghers.
Wow.
Dave Chappelle is an honorable mention.
Good.
From the 314, Dangerfield, Howard Stern. Howard Stern doesn't do stand-up. Hmm. Don Rickles, Chris Rock. From the 636, Rodney Dangerfield, Drew Carey, Don Rickles, George Carlin.
Drew Carey.
That's our first Drew Carey mention. He's good, too. Jay Lau from the Bury, Shrewsbury, says Red Fox, Richard Pryor, Jim Gaffigan, Daniel Tosh. If you've ever listened to old Red Fox, he's really good.
I haven't.
He is really good. Charles Milburn says Carlin, Murphy, Bill Cosby. And he says in the parentheses, ignore the other stuff. But Bill Cosby was one of the best of all time stand-up comedians, and Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
All right, let's reveal a couple more. Matt, we've revealed two. I went Stephen Wright, Chris Rock. You've gone Richard Pryor and Louis C.K. Who's your next one?
I'm going to go with Bill Hicks.
Bill Hicks.
Bill Hicks.
I don't know much about Bill Hicks.
Yeah. I love Bill Hicks.
If you know what? I was telling you in the break, I should have asked you to give me your comedians ahead of time, and I could have found some clips of Bill Hicks. I would have loved to.
Yeah, he's, I would say, probably sort of George Carlin-esque little bit in that same vein.
So my next one reveal is George Carlin, and I love him one of the best of all time because his language and his use of language made him one of the best comedians of all time. Take a listen to George Carlin.
It's the quiet ones you gotta watch. You know that one, eh? Every time you see a story about a serial killer on TV, what do? They bring on the neighbor. And the neighbor says, well, he was always very quiet. And someone in the room says, it's the quiet ones you gotta watch. This sounds to me like a very dangerous assumption. I will bet you anything that while you're watching a quiet one, a noisy one will kill you. Down the tubes. Get that one a lot. People say, the country is going down in tubes. What tubes? Have you seen any tubes? Where are these tubes? And where do they go? And how come there's more than one tube? Takes the cake. You know, say, boy, he really takes the cake. Where? Where do you take a cake? To the movies? You know where I would take a cake? Down to the bakery to see the other cakes. And how come he takes the cake? How come he don't take the pie? Pie is easier to carry than the cake. Easy as pie. Hey, wait. Cake is not too hard to carry either. Piece of cake. The greatest thing since sliced bread. So this is it, huh, folks? Couple of 100,000 years. Pyramids, Panama Canal, the Great Wall of China, even a lava lamp, to me is greater than sliced bread. Fine and dandy. That's an old-fashioned one, isn't it? Yeah. Say to a guy, how are you? Says, fine and dandy. Not me. I never say that. You know how come? Because I'm never both of those things at the same time. Sometimes I'm fine. Not
Andy. George Carlin, the thing about him, and those were, by the way, from a routine he did called expressions, like common expressions, and it was done several years ago, so it's a little dated, but you get the gist. He was so good. I remember the routine he did with the seven words you can't say. Do you remember that one?
Of course.
That's one of the classics of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And George Carlin's one of my favorites ever. And is one of the best stand-ups ever. A lot of people would say he is the best stand-up comedian ever.
Yeah. If he wasn't on your list, he'd be number one on my list.
So Randall Ritchie checked in with George Carlin, Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Gabriel Iglesias. That's another Gabriel Iglesias.
I don't think I'm a fan.
This is great because some of these guys, I want to now go check out their stuff that I haven't got a chance to hear.
Is Gabriel Iglesias fluffy?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
I might be wrong.
You can still text 855-282-825-TIE. 8255. What'd you say?
It's fluffy.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Text the show. Give us your top four stand-up comedians of all time. Tim Perry. What's up, Tim? Out in O'Fallon. He says Robin Williams, Rodney Dangerfield, Richard Pryor, Jeff Foxworthy. Aaron Smith checked in with Eddie Izzard. That's the first Eddie Izzard reference.
Wow.
Jim Gaffigan, Jerry Seinfeld, Bill Burr. Bruce Williams, Eddie Murphy, Bernie Mac was
nice.
Great. Bernie Mac, those kings of comedy were all great. Steve Harvey, Bernie Mac, Cedric the Entertainer, Richard Pryor, and Kevin Hart. How is it we've gotten this far, and this is the first time someone's mentioned Kevin Hart? Kevin Hart's stand-up is...
Beat me to it by a minute, maybe.
Oh, was that your next one?
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin Hart is awesome.
Yeah, I'm really surprised he hasn't been mentioned. He's hilarious.
My boy Big Rob says Pryor, Murphy, Bernie Mac, Dave Chappelle, Jeremy Karp, Rickles, Dangerfield, Carlin, and Robin Williams. Jeff Kinney down in Atlanta checking in. George Carlin.
Nice. Can't argue with that.
That's right. Murphy, Rock, Hart, and Seinfeld for Mike Wilcox. Dan Horton out in L.A. says Carlin Black, Bill Maher. And that's Richard fair. Pryor. Bill Maher, I don't know that I agree with all of his politics, but he is a really good stand-up. And Easy Ed checks in with Richard Pryor, Eddie Murphy, Chris Rock, Damon Wayans,
all right.
There was a stand-up special back in college that I watched over and over with Damon Wayans, and it was hilarious, and it was really, really good. But I soured on him because I'd say, I don't know how long ago now. It's got to be over 10 years. We had a group of people. We went to the Funny Bone in Westport. Damon Wayans was there. It was like $75 a ticket to go see Damon Wayans, right? Because at the time, he's one of the top stand-ups in the country. Well, we go to the Funny Bone, and he did not seem prepared. He was not funny. And he made at some point it got bad enough where he was doing a joke about taking his kids to Six Flags and how expensive going to a theme park is, and he says, man, we go to this park and we pay X amount per ticket. Some dude in the crowd yelled, we paid $75 for this ticket. Like, he was not good.
Don't go there.
And that really soured me on, I mean, I like Damon Wayans, but he's had some great specials. But
I don't think I've ever seen a stand-up from Damon Wayans. I've enjoyed his movies and things I've seen him on TV and whatnot, but I don't think I've ever seen a stand-up.
There's one from back in the 90s, and I can't remember what it's called. That was start to finish, really, really good. One of my favorites. Courtney D. says Cat Williams.
That literally just popped in my head. That's what the whole exhale was about.
The first Cat Williams, and he's Cat Williams is great, too.
That the Pimp Chronicles
special.
That was perfect. I loved it.
Yep. All right. You want to reveal our
I've switched mine. It's not Kevin Hart anymore.
It's not Kevin Hart anymore because the shock value's gone.
Yeah. Well, it was going to be Kevin Hart and then it was going to be Cat Williams. I'm going to go ahead and switch it. It'll be Mitch Hedberg now.
Mitch Hedberg. I love Mitch Hedberg.
So it's seemingly so simple.
Yes.
His jokes were just, you know, should be obvious for anybody, and he just makes it just so easy, funny.
I think that is that's hard to do because they make it seem so easy and so not rehearsed, but just organic.
Right.
Comedians like that who come up with the simple observations and they can riff about it and make it funny, those are the best ones.
Yeah. All of Mitch Hedberg's jokes are ones where you sit back and you're like, why didn't I think of that? That is so easy, you know? Yeah,
absolutely.
No, it's not that easy.
So I added some people on my list that are not in my top four, but guys I love. I mean, Richard Pryor, obviously.
Yeah, has to be.
Louis C.K., Jim Gaffigan were on my list. Amy Schumer.
Ooh, not a fan.
You're not a fan.
No.
I like Amy Schumer's stand-up. I do. Jerry Seinfeld, mm-hmm. one of my favorites. Andrew Dice Clay. Artie Lang from the Howard Stern Show. If you've ever seen any stand-up with him, he's really funny.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle is one right there. Dave Chappelle was so close to making my final four. I love Dave Chappelle. Yeah. I think he is brilliant.
Have you seen his new stuff on Netflix?
I haven't. Okay. I can't wait. Dana Carvey also has a new special on Netflix, yeah. and I haven't seen it, and he's on my list. Robin Williams, one of my favorites of all time, didn't make my final four. And Kevin Hart. Love Kevin Hart.
Yes, Kevin Hart. I cannot believe it took so long for him to get mentioned.
I know. My favorite stand-up comedian of all time is Eddie Murphy. Take a listen.
Window and be throwing chains. She's saying, get your father toasted almond bar and get your brother icy and get yourself vanilla cone and bring back my chain. Run down the street, top speed. You be behind him doing 50 going, ice cream! I get my ice cream. I remember I'll get my ice cream and I didn't eat it. I sang for a little while, you know. You know how kids are having on.
I have some ice cream. I have some ice cream. I have some ice cream. And I'm gonna eat it all. I'm gonna eat it all.
The ice cream be running all down your arm.
Ice cream.
No, it'd be one kid on the side didn't get no ice cream, and kids don't care. They go,
you don't have no ice cream. You didn't get none. You didn't get none. You didn't get none. You didn't get none. Cause you are on the welfare. You can't afford it. You can't afford it.
Other kids join in.
You can't afford it. You can't afford it. And his father is an alcoholic. You want some ice cream. You want to eat some of my ice cream, but wanna lick? Psych. You want some ice cream. You want some ice cream. I'm going to eat all of my ice cream. You cannot have some. You can't.
Eddie Murphy Delirious. That's from Eddie Murphy Delirious. And that was the one where he wore his the all red leather outfit. And then Eddie Murphy Raw came after that, where he wore the black all leather. Those two stand-ups are probably my two favorite stand-ups of all time. Those two specials. Eddie Murphy, for those you young kids who don't remember, who only know him from Dr. Doolittle or...
Right. That's not Eddie Murphy.
No. Or Daddy Daycare or
was that
whatever.
Haunted House or something like that?
Yes. Yeah. For those of you who don't know Eddie Murphy, the stand-up comedian, if you've never heard his stand-up comedy or at least aren't familiar with it, you know he did it, but you're not familiar with it. I found a bunch of stuff on YouTube. And I think Raw and Delirious are both on YouTube. You've got to go watch those specials. Two of the best comedy specials of all time. Very hard, again, for me to edit that down to where I had to take out all the language. And trust me, I would have used other clips. The whole barbecue scene where his uncle burns up Charlie and because he has to have the huge fire. The one where his mom throws a shoe like a boomerang. Like all of that stuff about his family. His Aunt Bunny who's got a mustache. Like there's a whole, but I couldn't edit any of that down because there's a cuss word every 2 seconds, which for me is fine, but I can't play on the air. The ice cream one was the only one that went a little while without a lot of cuss words.
You can work with it.
That's right. Charlie it was purple. Murphy. That's right. Courtney D says it was a purple leather outfit, not black. You're exactly right, Courtney D.
Charlie Murphy, his brother, recently passed away.
I know.
Didn't he?
Yeah. So sad because he was so good on the Dave Chappelle show.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so those were our stand-up comedians. You got any other honorable mentions that you didn't get in your final four? Or
no, I don't think so. I think we pretty much mentioned every stand-up comic ever.
No one here mentioned Roseanne, says 636. She was good. Carol Burnett, actually, someone mentioned, too. She was a good stand-up back in the day.
I didn't know Roseanne did stand up.
She that's how she broke into, and same with Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay.
They broke in doing stand up. Yeah. Anyway, that was a great segment. Hey, thanks for the participation. Those of you listening out there, I really, really appreciate the texts and your input here on your favorite stand ups. A lot of names that I just am not that familiar with today that I'm going to go check out, which is awesome. So I appreciate that. You are listening to the Boulevard Brewing Company sports segment. And of course, during this segment, we didn't talk sports at all. We talked favorite four stand up comedians. At Boulevard Brewing Company, our calling is beer. We've taken everything we've learned over the last 27 years and poured it into what's called The Calling. It's a double IPA bursting with tropical hop aroma and balanced flavor from start to finish. This is a beer that demands to be noticed. Call it destiny, call it fate. We call it The Calling. You'll want to answer that calling. The Calling, IPA. Boulevard Brewing Company, Kansas City, Missouri. And if you have not checked out their website, go to boulevard.com. A lot of cool stuff on that website, including beer matching, flavor matching, pairing. If you're ever in Kansas City, make it a point to do a Boulevard Brewing tour. They've got some great tours, and you could go that day. You don't have to schedule ahead of time. So boulevard.com is the website. Go check it out, my friends at Boulevard Brewing Company. That was the Boulevard Brewing Company sports segment. My name's Randy Molman. You're listening to 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. When we come back, we'll talk a little Cards Cubs and then wrap up the show before the morning after, right here on 590 The Fan KFNS.